And then I want to go on. Saint Francis of Assisi, the founder of Franciscans, and remember, two great founders of his orders were contemporaries in the 13th century. Who were they? Saint Francis and Saint... And Saint... Well, okay, you're right. You are right. However, but who is behind St. Clair? St. Francis. But who was another great founder of his order? Dominic. St. Dominic. Please. When you talk to Dominicans, you better know. Now, St. Francis lived maybe a short life. But in the short life that he lived, he started beyond the Franciscan order. My mother was a Franciscan tertiary. In other words, she was a third order lay Franciscan. My mother was buried in a Franciscan habit. Brown habit, white sash, a real Franciscan. And when I was 4 years old, mother and I lived in the upper part of the building, just she and I. When the winters were cold, she would open the oven, put our feet not quite inside the oven but just outside to keep warm, and she would read to me from the Little Flowers of St. Francis. How many of you have read the Little Flowers of St. Francis? Oh, sisters, please, read the Little Flowers of St. Francis. They are beautiful stories. Once, St. Francis was explaining to his fellow Franciscans what real poverty means. And he told the story, a true story, of one of his fellow Franciscans who was out on a journey, but before he could reach the next Franciscan monastery, it became dark. So he thought he would stop at a Franciscan house on the way to where he was going. He knocked at the door, and one of the Franciscans opened the door. And this Franciscan traveling was in full Franciscan habit. And the one who opened the door saw this traveling Franciscan and slammed the door in his face. And St. Francis said, "That is true Franciscan joy. True Franciscan joy. T-R-J in English. When you are rejected by your own." That's St. Francis. He never became a priest. Most likely he was a deacon. But he turned down the offer of being ordained a priest because he did not consider himself worthy enough. Now the key words from St. Francis First Francis says, all those were condemned who saw the Lord Jesus Christ in his humanity, but did not see or believe in spirit in his divinity, that he was the true Son of God. And then he continues, in the same way now, all those are damned. This is the loving Saint Francis, who see the sacrament, the body of Christ, which is consecrated on the altar, in the form of bread and wine, by the words of our Lord, in the hands of the priest, and do not see or believe in spirit, and in God, that this is really the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Franciscans were the great leaders in the 13th century. It's now over 700 years. They have been, pardon me, the good strong Franciscans. There are some weak Franciscans. But over the centuries, Franciscans have been the leaders in promoting Eucharistic adoration. Suppose I tell another story. There was a girl athlete. Do you play basketball in India? Basketball? At any rate, she was a professional basketball player in the Washington area. But she wanted to become a Marian catechist. And the first thing to become a Marian catechist, you must make the 30-day spiritual exercises. As she was planning to make the 30-day spiritual exercises, she got a letter from Tokyo inviting her to come to Japan and train the Japanese women in athletics for at least 1 year. So she called me up and she said, Father, what do I do? I'm going to start my 30-day retreat. So I get this letter. What should I do? So I told her very simple. You write back to Tokyo and tell them you will sign the contract when you get to Tokyo. You want for 30 days and no limit. If you want to every day to call Detroit, Michigan, United States from Tokyo. And the Japanese government will pay for your telephone bill. If the Japanese say okay, you go to Tokyo. Otherwise, you stay home. The Japanese government said, fine. She called at least more than three times a week from Tokyo to Detroit. Long distance. Very, very clear. Well, by the time she finished the 30-day exercises, she made a decision. She finished her contract with the Japanese government. Well, then she applied for, was admitted to the Poor Clares, a Franciscan, right? St. Francis, St. Clair. And when about way higher, and she's now, and as you know, the Poor Clares, they specialized in Eucharistic adoration.